Around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as the fastest 2 hours in travel moves right along today, welcome back for hour two of America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, March 23rd, 2024. And before we travel the world with your own, from your own kitchen, I should say, next segment, well, this nine-minute segment is going to have us convening the National Communal Forum. Today represents week 210 for the NCF, as we like to call it. It's our way to deploy our network in reverse fashion. I don't know why other syndicated shows don't do it, but that's up to them. We know what we do here. It's our way to get original real-time reports on an array of topics that you won't hear about anywhere else and engage the now 575-plus weekly stations running the show across the country. Mary likes to always introduce the NCF guests. So, Mary, who are they today?
I do, and since spring arrived this week, at least on the calendar, today's NCF is going to take on somewhat of a spring theme. So let's welcome Nick Craig, host of Wilmington's Morning News on our affiliates AM 980 and FM 107.5. WAAV Radio in Wilmington, North Carolina. Bobby Reed is Operations Manager from our Macon, Georgia affiliate, AM 940 WMAC Radio. And we have Joe Tian, Operations Director from our affiliates, AM 790 and FM 96.5 KGMI Radio. They're in Bellingham, Washington. That's just north of Seattle.
Well, we are with full houses, we like to say.
Yes,
right?
So hopefully, guys, these areas have spring.
Welcome aboard with us this morning.
Thanks.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Nice to have all three of you here. Joe, I'm going to begin with you since you are up the earliest on the West Coast. I actually saw news that the National Park Service is looking to reintroduce grizzly bears to the North Cascades area. I was surprised to learn that they haven't been there in about 30 years. But right now in our studio, Mary and I, we have the Skagit Tulip Festival website up with these photos. It is just gorgeous. I know that it's going to run the entire month of April. Tulips are Mary's favorite flower. I just bought a bunch for the weekend. Our house is filled with them. So how big a draw is the festival to your area, and what can visitors experience?
Oh, it is huge, and it's very beautiful, as you say. We've got the harbingers now. The daffodils come up first. So they tell us, okay, it's almost time for the Tulip Festival, which, like you said, starts on April 1st, runs through the entire month. And it's incredible. It's just field after field of vibrant colored tulips.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
It's hard to describe. It's like a tapestry. And, you see some of the aerial photographs of these fields. It's incredible. And to be there in person and see them. And there's so much along with it. There's food and there's music and entertainment. And it gets pretty busy, especially on the weekends. If you're going to come, the best days to see the tulips, as with many things, is during the week when it's a little bit less crowded, because we get lots of crowds from up from Seattle, the Seattle area, even down from the mainland and British Columbia. And it's very popular.
Well, folks, go check it out. The website, just tulipfestival.org. You'll see what Mary and I are looking at. It's just beautiful.
Looks gorgeous. We'd love to get out there. All right, let's head to Wilmington, North Carolina. There's a festival, Nick, in your area that I'd also enjoy attending. I love azaleas as well. The North Carolina Azalea Festival is coming April 3rd through the 7th, and it doesn't look like it's just azaleas. It looks like you have all kinds of things, also food and music. How much of an impact does that bring to your area of North Carolina?
Good morning, guys. It's a great impact. You're looking at over a couple week period of time, over a quarter of a million people make their way to portions of southeastern North Carolina for the Azalea Fest. Started back in the late 1940s. It's been going on for quite some time. And, as you mentioned there, it's more than just walking through one Arley Gardens or one of our other gardens and looking at the various flowers, specifically the azaleas. There's a major street fair that takes place in downtown Wilmington, a couple of big music acts every year. This year it's T-Pain and Chase Rice. There's parades. There's other cool events. And one of the interesting things about Azalea Fest, a lot of restaurants, businesses, and other folks that operate here in the area, they can kind of tack onto Azalea Fest and have other events, not necessarily associated with the festival itself, But because there are so many people across the area, it's a huge economic driver for our region here in southeastern North Carolina.
Well, it sounds that
sounds like it, with a quarter million people coming in.
Well, and I have to tell you, you know, we have a station, big stations in Norfolk, Fayetteville, Myrtle Beach, and Columbia, so we can maybe hopefully push that to 300,000 people. All right, Rudy, how about we go to Macon?
Well, we got tulips, we got daffodils, we got azaleas, but in Macon, Bobby Reed from AM 940 WMAC is with us. I mean, people think about peanuts and onions and sweet potatoes, along with all those flowers, but I've never thought of cherry blossoms, and you have 350,000 Yoshino cherry trees in your community?
Yeah, believe it or not, yeah, that's a pretty good number, 350,000. And there's actually a cherry blossom trail that you can travel along. We've just passed peak. They're really pretty this year, but it usually is just about mid-March. And we've got the Cherry Blossom Festival going on right now. It's truly a month-long event, but the festival itself lasts 10 days. We've got everything from midway rides to food truck frenzies, arts and crafts festivals, wiener dog races, even a pink pancake breakfast on the weekend. So it's a lot of fun. It's the biggest event of the year every year in Macon, and it does draw thousands to the area.
And it's only this week. It ends this weekend. So if you live in the Macon, within easy reach of the Macon area, you might want to head up there just as soon as the show's over. Well, Bobby, that's I'm from D.C., and I thought, you know, we're the cherry blossom guys.
Well,
no,
and Rudy, listen, I'm thinking about, you know, we've got listeners right now on stations in Dothan and Atlanta and in Columbus, so they got to head over there, too, to Macon to be a part of it. All right, so, guys, you know, we always love to have some fun on the NCF and mix it up. Obviously, Easter's coming next week. I'm curious, and we'll go in the same order, Joe, and then Nick, and then Bobby. But I'm curious if it's a holiday that generally has you traveling. If so, maybe where you go. And this year, will you be staying close to home, or are you on the move? So, Joe, what say you?
Well, I think we're going to try to squeeze in a little bit of a late season skiing. It's been kind of a rough season. We haven't got a lot. We've gotten snow, but it hasn't lasted long because of warm temperatures, and we've gotten a lot of rain. But just to the east of us is Mount Baker Ski Area, so I'll try to get up there.
Okay, that's a nice thing to do. Nick, what about you?
Well, I think the proposition of snow is probably freaking out some of our listeners here on the coast that are awaiting the warm weather and the beach season. I'm not traveling this year, but I, you know, there's a lot of this area in North Carolina has a lot of what I guess we call transplants, and not many folks from here. It was a relatively small area just going back a couple of decades, so it is a very busy travel season. But I think as it gets closer,
well, it is a beautiful area, though. We do enjoy that. I know Mary's got some good friends living there. Mm-hmm. All right, and Bobby, we have about 30 seconds for you.
I usually try to get together with family, so I'll probably travel over to the Birmingham area. That's where my parents live. It's about a four-hour drive, so I'm usually traveling on Easter weekend.
All right. Well, there you go. So you can head over there. It can be a little bit of soon-to-be Rick Burgess country, so we appreciate that. Guys, thank you very much for being a part of the show. We can't do the show without you. We appreciate you and all of our affiliates. We hope you have a great weekend. Happy Easter coming up, and enjoy the weekend, okay?
All three of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Take care, guys.
All right, folks, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. After this quick sponsors break, we are going to travel the world from your own kitchen. Chef Spike Mendelson is going to be here with us. Our big March 23rd live broadcast rolls on.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
What if you discovered your hard-earned home isn't yours anymore? Have you ever checked your home title? Do you even know if it's still in your name? Home title theft is real, folks, as scammers and identity thieves can easily find your info online, simply forge your signature on a home sale form, and refile as the new owner. At that point, criminals can take out loans, drain your equity, and disappear, leaving you a mess. Home insurance won't cover you, but HomeTitleLock.com will. Find out for free if your home is still in your name and get 30 days of protection with code CARRY at HomeTitleLock.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
According to FBI crime data, most home break-ins happen in broad daylight. As the days get longer this spring, protect your home with SimpliSafe at SimpliSafe.com/carry. It's the award-winning home security we recommend. SimpliSafe's advanced technology protects every room, window, and door of your home. And right now, you'll get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplisafe.com/carry. That's simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Do you enjoy camping, backpacking, hunting, boating, or living life in the outdoors? Maybe you live in an area prone to tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding. The way things can happen in our world these days, being ready is more important than ever. Self-reliance, it's critical to survival. That's why we want you to check out My Patriot Supply at preparewithcarry.com. Get a 4-week food kit for $60 off and be prepared for whatever comes your way or whenever you're taking on Mother Nature. Save $60 on your 4-week food kit at preparewithcarry.com and get free shipping or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
If you owe back taxes, fair warning, the IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. You need Tax Network USA. They have solid war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly, like a preferred direct line to the IRS. Plus, Tax Network USA has learned of a special limited-time offer, an IRS offer. Schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited-time IRS penalty canceling offer. Call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/carry today. tnusa.com/carry. You'll find that number and website at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors, too.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, with Easter ahead next week, and that means travel and food will be intersecting, and that combination makes it a good time for us to travel the world from your own kitchen. Before Chef Spike Mendelson checks in with us, we're sponsored by FieldofGreens.com.
And Field of Greens is one of the healthiest things you can do each day. It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great, and that's because it comes in all kinds of flavors like wild berry, strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, and others. And you may hear about competitors out there, but the facts are this is nutrition the way nature intended.
You know, most people that we've heard from who've made Field of Greens part of their daily habits, they're sharing with us they have way more energy throughout the day, that they're sleeping better throughout the night, they have healthier hair and skin, and they're simply just feeling better and healthier overall, which frankly is a good thing for all of us. We like that the organic fruit and vegetables, they were medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. It comes with a 100-day money-back guarantee. As a show fan, you're going to save 15%. Get free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com with code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, after graduating from the Culinary Institute of America, Chef Spike Mendelson went on to work with some of the top chefs in the world. You've likely seen him on Top Chef, Iron Chef America. He's been on Beat Bobby Flay, or as a host on Food Network's Kitchen Sink. In addition to all of this, Spike owns several restaurants, and he's worked with both DC Central Kitchen and Food Rescue US. Off to the show hotline we go now to connect with Spike as he joins us for today's Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment.
All right, let's do that, Mary. Chef Spike, thanks for your time today. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, great to be on with you guys today. How's it going?
It's going well. Good. We really appreciate you joining us this morning and giving us a little time. So I'm going to dive right into this because, you know, I know you're involved in many projects and making an impact on the food scene, as Mary just indicated in your setup. But I want to start with what attracted you early on to the culinary world and prompted you to attend the Culinary Institute of America in New York, a place we've actually taken the show several times in the past. Did your passion for food start in childhood?
I wouldn't consider it a passion. I just consider it a lucky upbringing, really, to be honest with you. You know, I grew up in the restaurant industry in Montreal, and my mother was a professional chef, and my entire family was in the restaurant business, my grandfather, my uncles. So I grew up in the business, and it's all I kind of ever really knew. I actually tried to kind of escape it, to be honest with you. You know, as a kid, when you're growing up in a restaurant, you're working weekends and holidays, you're washing dishes, and you're doing all the stuff that isn't really, is celebrated, really. So, I tried to get away from it as much as I could. And then eventually my parents kind of scored a deal with me to go to culinary school, and I just took the opportunity. And that's really where I developed some passion, just because, you know, at that time I was a little confused on what I want to do, as everybody is. And culinary school, my first couple weeks, I didn't realize how much I knew just from growing up in the business, meaning like kids were just learning how to use a knife and cut, you know, do knife cuts.
Right.
And, I already kind of knew how to make bechamel and hollandaise. So I was like, oh, I got something here. So
interesting. Yeah. And now fast forward today and all the projects that you're working on, and your burger restaurants are so well known in D.C. You have your newer plant-based restaurants, all kinds of things going on. So I do want to talk a little bit about this recipe. It's finally spring, at least officially on the calendar. Mother Nature needs to catch up with that, at least in the Northeast. Easter's next weekend. But to get us all in the mood for spring, you've bought a fresh take on mussels that looks delicious. We're going to put this recipe up on our social media channels and our website. But let's talk a little bit about it. It definitely fits the Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment because it looks easy to make at home. So what did you bring?
Yeah, absolutely. I brought a Vietnamese green curry mussels. It's based out of my background with being a meat food. I was able to travel to Vietnam when I was during culinary school, and then I went on to kind of open up a Vietnamese restaurant with Drew Nipperant, highly regarded restaurateur in New York City. We got 2 stars from the New York Times, and this is one of the recipes that was on the menu. You kind of use this style of green curry. You saute lemongrasses and ginger and chilies. You cook out the curry paste. You have coconut milk. And so it's all about the curry, really, to be honest. You develop this really tasty, spicy, slightly sweet curry. You add these kaffir lime leaves that have this beautiful essence of lime and deliciousness. And of course, you got to add the mussels, right? So,
exactly.
And for those out there making this recipe, you got to let the mussels pop. Don't take the mussels, don't take them off the stove until they pop open. And then obviously when they pop open, don't overcook them either. You don't want to eat any dry mussels.
No, you don't.
No,
and I have to tell you, it does look delicious as I'm going through. And it doesn't take that long to make. As you said, it is the curry that really
makes the star of the show.
Exactly. That's a good, well put, the star of the show, Mary. I like that. So we are going to put that up. And we really appreciate you bringing that to us today. We're going to put that on our show website, and it'll go up on our Facebook page for everyone listening around the country right now at RM World Travel. So, and Mary, I wish in this case we were a TV show because we'd be able to see this.
I can imagine it, though. You did a good job describing it.
So let's go to another. We're going to have a complimentary piece, if you will. I'll go in a different direction with you. I happen to enjoy iced tea, preferably unsweetened for me with lime. That's kind of the way I drink it. But I've also learned over the years how many pesticides are found in coffee and tea, unless they're certified organic, right? I mean, that's a big issue. We don't have time to go through that today. But where I'm going with this, Spike, is you've just launched a new iced tea brand. Spring is here. Summer's not that far off. So share this, Spike Mendelsohn tea news, if you will, with us.
Yeah, absolutely. We large our tea leaves from the largest organic tea garden in the world, which is in Mozambique. I just took a visit to it last year. You're absolutely right. Usually, a lot of the tea leaves have pesticides, and people don't really think about this. Is like, the art of making tea is steeping tea leaves in water, and then you use that water and flavor it with the tea leaves. And a lot of those pesticides are just left in the water. It's not like you wash tea leaves before you make it.
Right.
So going organic is really great. It's called Just Iced Tea, so it's just justice for the farmers, justice for people's palates. And we have, great 9 varieties in a glass bottle. And we just launched our cans, actually, just last week. So you guys are probably the first to talk about it on the radio. We got 3 flavors in cans, and we couldn't be more excited for the tea business.
Find
us at your local grocery store nationally. So, yeah.
We're going to be looking for them. So, Spike, the more we talk to you, the more I hear your passion for all your projects. And I know you're a strong advocate for food equity and all kinds of things that you're working on out there. But we've also heard that you really enjoy just kicking back and cooking at home. And we started this segment in 2020 when people could not dine inside restaurants for the first part of the pandemic. And, this segment was meant to inspire our listeners to enjoy Top Chef creations right in their own kitchen with their family. And the segment has stuck because people like it. Talk with us about why cooking at home is also really important to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, I grew up with meal on the table all the time, a homemade meal. I was very lucky that I was brought up in the food business. A lot of the policy work I've done over the years is really educating people about where their food comes from and inspiring people to cook at home, because I just think it's so important to sit around the table. It's like, think about what other kind of art form gets you at the table to talk about your day and share your life with others, right? And we do it every day, whether it's in a restaurant or at home. But, I've had so many special moments at home. So for me, it's a double-edged sword. I want people to go out and dine as well, but you should always be cooking at home with your family as well. So we started the show on LA Mag, a YouTube show. I get to cook with my son. It's a lot of fun. It's called Hey Dad, I'm Hungry. And I figured, why not? Ace and I are always kind of just... And my wife, we're always kind of cooking at home. I was like, why don't we just put a camera up and just have a little bit of fun with it? And this way it made cooking for Ace a little bit more fun, because he's 7 years old right now. And these 7-year-olds just want to get on YouTube and watch all sorts of stuff. So
exactly.
I'm just trying to inspire him to kind of YouTube properly, right? So I was like, hey, Dad's going to get involved in YouTube here, make it a little less cool if you will, for him. But
well, I love that. Yeah, you know, listen, Mary
That's
and I,
funny.
We have two sons. We cook with them all the time. I grew up in a very Sicilian family, and my grandmother always had me in the kitchen doing various things, and I've certainly tried very hard to make sure we share that. And we have a lot of fun as a family cooking, and it is a great place. But I will say, one of the reasons that we created the Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment in the show is because when we travel, food is such a big part of that travel experience. And, yeah. You know, if you think about some of the best trips that you've had out there, 9 times out of 10, it's going to include some meal or something mm-hmm. that you did or something that you ate. So I'm just curious, you know, you mentioned Vietnam, but is there any other place out there that you just say, hey, you like to go back to consistently because for the food experience?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, Vietnam is one of my tops because of the fresh markets and the exotic food flavors and all the other things that bring to the table. And I agree with you. You know, the one thing I love about traveling, you know, food is like this uniting thing. It's like if you're a foodie, it's a global thing, right? You can go enjoy food anywhere over the world. And some of my favorite places is, of course, Greece. I go to Greece at least once a year with my family. We have a house out there. The food and cuisine is quite simple, but it's so fresh. That's what makes it so awesome. I also, of course, love going to France when I can. You know, the French, some people would say the French are pretty good at cooking. I don't know. What do you
guys think? I've heard that a couple times. Well, Spike,
Not too shabby, right? Listen,
I'm going to say we really enjoyed the check-in with you today. I want to give the website chefspike.com, folks. It's where you'll find Chef Spike Mendelsohn's restaurants, his various projects. Go check it out when you have some time. And we will be posting the green curry mussel recipe to our website. Chef Spike, really nice connecting with you today. Thanks so much.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right, there we are, folks. Go check out that green curry mussels. If you make the recipe from Chef Spike, share it with us on our social channels at rmworldtravel.com. We're going to step aside for a few sponsor messages in the bottom of the hour break. Keep those radios out there across the USA tuned in. We're coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Ditch those meal planning woes and make restaurant-quality meals at home with the help of HelloFresh at HelloFresh.com/carry. At 25% cheaper than takeout, HelloFresh makes it quick and easy to get dinner on the table. And for a limited time, you can satisfy your sweet tooth and your wallet with free dessert. Join today and you're going to get free dessert for life at HelloFresh.com/carry. That's one free dessert item per box with an active subscription. Once again, that's HelloFresh.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Our friends at Field of Greens just got one of the best testimonials ever. Listen to this. Quote, I've been taking Field of Greens, and this is the second time my doctor has danced into the room praising my blood results. Credit where credit's due. Thanks, Field of Greens. Unquote. Field of Greens can't promise your doc will dance into your room, but they can promise this product will improve your health and make a difference or your money back. You can get started with 15% off by just going to fieldofgreens.com and using the promo code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y, or visit armworldtravel.com and look for a link under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by My Patriot Supply at preparewithcarry.com. You know, in today's world, where we're all counting every dollar we earn and prioritizing where to spend that dollar and where to cut it, if you hear one thing we say today, it's this. Scrimping on being prepared isn't a place to cut because when it's too late, well, it's too late. Maybe you feel it. Something is up, something big, something suspicious. The world just isn't normal. You can't quite pinpoint it, but you can't deny it either. All you have to do is trust your gut. Being ready is more important than ever. Self-reliance is critical for survival. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in and why we want you to go to preparewithcarry.com. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families prepare for an uncertain future. Sealed inside ultra-durable packaging, these meals contain more than 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage. This means that should a tornado or flood come, you'll be ready. They can also make camping, backpacking, and hunting easier, too. So don't get stuck not being ready for that. Anything can happen at any time, event, or solution. Prepare for what's coming now by visiting preparewithcarry.com, and as a listener for this show, you'll save $200 off a 3-month food kit, plus you'll get free shipping. Protect yourself, your family, your coworkers, and don't get stuck saying, I wish I'd listened to Robert, Mary, and Rudy on this one. Go to preparewithcarry.com to save $200 off a 3-month food kit and get free shipping as well. It's also a link at armworldtravel.com if you look under sponsors. Well, I often speak at
travel shows and public places and big cities aimed at the public. The proper name of those travel shows I speak at most often is our travel and adventure shows. That's their proper name. And I often hear about adventure travel. But what is adventure travel exactly? My next guest, Shannon Stowell, knows because he's the chief operating officer of the Adventure Travel Trade Association, which counts about 800 tour operators as members. It's really nice to have you on the show, Shannon. But my first question is, isn't most travel an adventure?
Well, yes, it certainly can be. Yes. Although we have created a way of helping define what official adventure travel looks like. And there's three elements to that. One is that there's immersion in nature. The other is some connection to local culture. And the third is some kind of activity. So it still is fairly broad and accessible, but that helps us put some guardrails around what we define as adventure travel.
I like the part of being involved with the local community a lot. So your members are all tour operators, but you also operate. I looked at your website. You do offer trips to travel writers and others who want to experience it. Is that open to the general public or no?
In that case, no. We're working mostly with the travel trade. So we work with tour operators, travel agents, destinations, and a lot of other organizations within the adventure travel ecosystem, but certainly tour operators is a major focus for us. So we're a good conduit to get to good, sustainable adventure travel operators.
And are there a lot of adventure operators that aren't paying much attention to sustainable travel or to locals?
You know, at least in our community, and that represents a lot of operators in about 100 countries around the world, It is the number one subject. Sustainability and involving the locals in a way that's beneficial to them is actually really a key part of our industry, of our community of adventure travel professionals.
If I'm looking for an adventure travel trip, how do I know that the group or the company with whom I'm signing pays some attention to those nice details?
Well, I always tell people, ask the operator the right questions. When you call and talk to this tour operator, instead of asking, are you sustainable, just say, tell me a little bit about your commitment to sustainability. Tell me a little bit about your commitment to working with local communities. And those answers should flow clearly and easily from the lips of the tour operator that you're considering doing a trip with. So it's really about doing a little due diligence.
Give us an example of a tour that would include working with the local community. What might be a sample example?
Sure. I just came off of a tour in Jordan, actually. We went as a group of travel industry professionals about 3 weeks ago. And it's a perfect example because one of the things we did is we visited a community travel initiative every single day. So one day it was Dar Nemeh, and it's a program for women who were orphans as children, and now that they've hit age 18, they go out into the world and need to find a way, and this organization has created this amazing handicraft and restaurant center for these women to be able to get life skills. So that would be one example.
And let me interrupt you right there before you give us another example. So what? Sorry, Shannon. Let me interrupt just for a moment. So what did your group do in aid of that enterprise?
So we went in, and since we had travel journalists with us, we got some coverage of the organization. We also spent way too much money in the gift shop and shared an incredible meal that the women had prepared.
I see. Okay. And one more example very quickly, if you can.
Yes. Also in Jordan, there was a wildlife rehabilitation center where they're taking especially large carnivores from places like Sudan, where zoos have collapsed because of conflict. And so they're nursing these animals back to health. And so just by going and paying your entrance fee and, again, spending money at the cafe and gift shop, it's an opportunity to breathe some life into organizations that really need it.
Okay. I want to take a break here and come back and continue this conversation with you. Shannon Stowell is the CEO of the Adventure Travel Trade Association. I want to ask him a little bit about the cost of some of these trips and some examples of them, like the ones he's just been giving. So stick around. We'll be right back after this break with Shannon Stowell.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Do you enjoy camping, backpacking, hunting, boating, or living life in the outdoors? Maybe you live in an area prone to tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding. The way things can happen in our world these days, being ready is more important than ever. Self-reliance, it's critical to survival. That's why we want you to check out My Patriot Supply at preparewithcarry.com. Get a four-week food kit for $60 off and be prepared for whatever comes your way or whenever you're taking on Mother Nature. Save $60 on your four-week food kit at preparewithcarry.com and get free shipping or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Our friends at Field of Greens just got one of the best testimonials ever. Listen to this. Quote, I've been taking Field of Greens, and this is the second time my doctor has danced into the room praising my blood results. Credit where credit's due. Thanks, Field of Greens. Unquote. Field of Greens can't promise your doc will dance into your room, but they can promise this product will improve your health and make a difference or your money back. You can get started with 15% off by just going to fieldofgreens.com and using the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, or visit armworldtravel.com and look for a link under sponsors.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today. This segment of the program is sponsored by ZapMyDebt.com. Let me ask you something. Are you behind with your bills? How far behind are you with your bills? How many people do you owe money to? The next time your phone rings, will it be a collection call? There's nothing worse than knowing you're in debt and you're falling further and further behind. It can keep you tossing and turning at night. It can weigh on you all day long. Insanely high interest credit card rates and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt at times, which is why we want you to know about a new way out of the debt trap called ZapMyDebt.com. They have new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Think about it. Now you can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less and stop those threatening phone calls. And you can do it all without bankruptcy or taking out a loan. In short, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. So check them out at ZapMyDebt.com. That's all one word, ZapMyDebt. And talk to them for free. ZapMyDebt.com, or you can find a direct link, as always, at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. We're in the middle of a conversation with Shannon Stolwell. He is the CEO of the Adventure Travel Trade Association. It's a group of guides and tour operators and lodges and tourism boards, destination marketing and management companies, outdoor educators, et cetera, et cetera. Shannon, we just talked about what qualifies it as an adventure tour to be part of your organization. What some of these tours are fairly expensive, though. I mean, a safari can cost thousands and thousands of dollars.
That's right. Yeah, we've done some studies on this and have found that the average trip cost in our in the Adventure Travel Trade Association community is around $3,000 per person.
Okay.
But that's also for 8 days on average. And our assertion is that when you go and visit a special place to see the wildlife, to see the people, to see the sights, you want to go with somebody who's qualified, safe, sustainable, and does a great job of interpreting for the guest. It's really one of the best experiences in the world.
Okay, and I've taken a couple of safaris. I would put that, as exotic they are and as life-changing as they are, I would put that sort of in the light adventure category, because I'm really riding in a Jeep generally and admiring totally new surroundings compared to my day-to-day life in Minnesota. But let's go to the other extreme. How extreme are some of the adventures that your members offer the public?
Well, I mean, there's definitely some pretty heavy-duty adventures in there, and that might not necessarily mean summiting Everest, but maybe doing a trek to Everest Base Camp.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, the number one activity amongst our membership is still hiking, trekking, walking. And then the second is cultural, the third is culinary, and the fourth is cycling. So the vast majority is very accessible. But yes, there are some expedition-style trips within our membership. One of our members just took a group of Harley riders across Iraq. Imagine that.
My goodness. I just had a friend who is part of one of these, you know, young executive organizations.
Yeah.
A group of them went to India and went from south to north, about half the country, driving a tuk-tuk with nobody around them.
Incredible.
I mean, they didn't travel in a group. They didn't have anybody helping them out. That's an adventure.
Wow, that's incredible.
But I'm really I was surprised that your first category is hiking. Hiking and what was the other you said?
Well, hiking, trekking, and walking is the number one offering. Yes. And then cultural is the second. So it really has shifted away from the image of 20, 30 years ago of super adrenaline-focused. It's much more now about the luxury is these incredible experiences that in many cases are one of a kind and not repeatable. And that in our world is sort of the new luxury. It's that access to see or do or experience something that you wouldn't have access to otherwise.
That's an interesting change in the graph. What parts of the world for trekking and hiking seem to be the most popular right now?
Well, as far as, you know, basically what we're seeing is places like the Mediterranean, Western Europe, and South America, Scandinavia, those are the top of the list right now.
Okay.
As far as what our tour operators are reporting as the hottest destinations for these activities. And we measure basically every region in the world. So those are the top four.
And I suppose if it's not a long distance away, that it can easily come in at 3,000 or even before at times.
Oh, absolutely.
Less at times. I'm sorry. That's what I meant.
Yeah, though, no, there's definitely more value trips. There's lots of $1,000 and $2,000 trips offered, especially with companies that serve a younger market. And then the fastest growth within our market that we're seeing is actually the higher price trips as a percentage of sales. So trips that are $5,000 a piece and up are actually on the rise.
Shannon Stolwell is the CEO of Adventure Travel Association. Shannon, thanks for giving us a look into your industry. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
One more segment to go today, everyone. Our two-hour broadcast extravaganza is nearing the finish line for this March 23rd. And today's museum gallery, well, it's going to be taking us to the Armstrong Air and Space Museum. But first, we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
This advanced security system protects every inch of your place, whether you're home or traveling. And it's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for fast emergency response for less than $1 a day. Everything you need for protection is offered, like HD cameras for indoors and outdoors. There's advanced motion sensors and entry sensors to protect doors, windows, and rooms, plus hazard sensors to protect against broken pipes or fire, smoke, and carbon monoxide.
Get 20% off any new system, plus a 60-day risk-free trial at simplysafe.com/carry, that's C-A-R-E-Y, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, today's museum gallery takes us to Wapakoneta, Ohio. That's about 55 miles north of Dayton, and it's the birthplace of Apollo 11 astronaut Neil Armstrong, where there's a museum aptly named after him, the Armstrong Air and Space Museum. Joining us on the show hotline is their executive director, Dante Centauri.
Dante, welcome. Nice to have you on the big show with Mary and me today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you with us this morning. So, you know, we're going to get into the museum in a bit, but coming up in just a few weeks now, on April 8th, Ohio is one of 13 states in the path of totality for this solar eclipse that's going to be happening. So I would think that a space museum would be really into this in a major way. So not to mention, as Mary said, you know, your town is the birthplace for Neil Armstrong. So anything planned for April 8th?
No, I'm just going home. No, yeah, it's a big day. It's been on our calendar for a while. And as you mentioned, you know, people early on picked up on the, you know, not only are we close to the center line of totality, we're not just in the total area, we're close to the center line, and we're getting almost 4 minutes of totality. But people make the association with the moon, Neil Armstrong, Wapakoneta, the museum. And we were getting calls, just cold calls, like years ago, people, you know, asking us about the eclipse. So we're getting ready.
Great. I'm sure that's going to be a fun place to be. So my fingers are crossed for a clear day for you and the other 12 states that are in the total path. Now, let's talk a little about the museum, which certainly is a destination itself, Dante. When we don't have a historic eclipse going on, you've got quite a collection from what we can see. I see you have a moon rock from Apollo 11. So in addition to your famous moon rock, what are some other highlights of the collection you want to mention?
Well, the Armstrong Air and Space Museum is a little over 50 years old, and we opened 3 years to the day after the Apollo 11 landing. And the focus of the museum has really been celebrating not just Neil Armstrong's accomplishments, but, you know, air and space exploration with all Ohioans. So we have a lot of artifacts from Neil's missions and from early space. We have the Gemini 8 capsule that he actually flew in 1966 to do the first docking in space. We have several of his space suits. We have four craft that he actually flew himself. We have the first airplane, the airplane he got his pilot's license in, an Aranka Champion. Out on our lawn, we have a Douglas F-5D Skylancer, which he flew as a test pilot for NASA. And our latest acquisition is a Lear 28 Learjet that he flew in 1979 and set five aviation world records in. He did that when he was on the Learjet board. And those are the only world records he set in aviation. His other world records were space, and they were set with Apollo 11. But with all the airplanes he flew and all his flights, he never set a world record in flying until he flew that Learjet 28 in 79.
Well, I think a lot of us listening, including myself, learned something today. I did not know that. And you also, it looks very immersive. You have two simulators. What kind of simulators?
We have a shuttle landing simulator. Where you sit in there and you have a little joystick, and on the screen you guide the shuttle into a landing, and we also have a lunar lander simulator, as if you're trying to come in and land on the moon, like in the Apollo mission.
Yeah, I like that. So use that. Yeah, no. Talk with us a little bit. You know, I know you yourself, you have a degree in astronomy and physics from Yale. So I'd love for you to share a little bit, you know, about the museum's role in working and inspiring young people in the field of astronomy and aviation.
Yeah, no, I like to say that our museum kind of has one foot in, like, two different museum worlds. We got a foot in the history museum world, and we got a foot in the science museum world. And a lot of our galleries is where you see the history happening, and with our education programs is where you see the science or STEM happening, science, technology, engineering, and math. We're in starting the busy season for field trips, so we get lots of school field trips coming here. They'll take workshops with the education team. They go out in the field. They do workshops. Their outreach program, we've been doing a lot of eclipse programs, not surprising, this season. And also, especially in the winter, we'll have overnights over the weekend. Like a Girl Scout troop will come in and they'll do programmings on Saturday night, and then they'll roll up their sleeping bags and sleep by the space suits.
And make it fun. I love that. I want to give the website to folks before we run out of time. It's just armstrongmuseum.org, folks. It's your place for hours, the eclipse details, calendar of events that we're talking about with Dante, and a lot more. Dante, really appreciate the check-in with you today. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate talking to you.
Thanks, Dante. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, well, there goes Dante Mir. He's going to have a busy couple weeks coming. Folks, as we get ready to wrap this March 23rd live broadcast, don't forget Chef Spike Mendelson's green curry mussel recipe is on our Facebook page right now. A programming alert that next week will be in encore presentation mode for Easter. We'll return live with you all again on April 6th before Mary and I head off for 3 weeks in the United Kingdom and three big Let's Go America Tour events and live remotes that are coming your way. Special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. Thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed for the Easter holiday that's ahead, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.